I spent a lot of time with Westmoreland because this thing was worrying me and I needed to know him pretty well. And I came away feeling very good so far as he's concerned. He is a master strategist and he has a social consciousness that makes him worthy of the highest responsibilities. And I think he's doing a rather exceptional job if we can do as good a job here.
Yeah.
Westmoreland feels, and we don't dare mention his optimism because we've been burnt by some of McNamara's previous optimism.
Right.
But Westmoreland thinks that he is getting on top of it, and he killed from January the 10th through February the 12th when we were out there, he killed 5,800. He wounded about 15,000 more.
Yeah.
He doesn't think that they can take many months at 20,000 a month.
Yeah.
These folks here are wanting to pass some kind of a resolution. They're making speeches implying they want to put on some amendment to say that, well, we are for what you've done, but don't escalate. Well, now, when Westmoreland asked me for additional men to come in a hurry, I have to give him what I think is prudent and what I can, and of course that does involve escalation.
Yeah.
And I've got the snipers all over the place, and they don't really understand it, but they're giving us the devil.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I think that the right answer to that, one is that you have that since you're not going to just hand over the territory to the guerrillas and so on, the most economical way of doing it in lies is to do it as fast as possible.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And that means more firepower in a shorter time is more economical than extending the firepower over a much longer period. See what I mean?
I sure do. That's his theory.
Well, I think I think that's right in almost any kind of a human situation.
Well, Henry, we just moved.
If you're going to do something, you may as well go at it instead of fiddling around.